Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue here on Wake Up Call on your Throwback Thursday. And by the way, today is the day anniversary of the Tuck Rule in 2002. For some of you, that's good. For some of you, that's bad. For some of you, that's dumb. I don't really care. This is the good, the bad, and the dumb. What's the good of the day?
The good of the day. You probably missed it. Because I don't know if it was last night, early this morning, or if it's happening an hour from now.
Yeah.
But I'm going back to the Australian Open.
Australian Open.
Jason Kubler of Australia and Karen. I'm going to say it's, you know, the way it's spelled is Karen. I was going to try to throw some Russian accent on it.
Sure.
Karen Khachanov.
Good try.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, they're both dudes. Had an intense 70-shot rally.
Yeah, that was great.
In the second set.
That was great.
Kubler ended up winning the point, but lost the match.
70 shots.
I can't even. I mean,
I didn't. And I see watched it. Did you watch it?
I watched the highlight of it.
Like, how long did that take?
About almost 2 minutes.
So the moment of the serve, how many shots, 70 shots takes 2 minutes?
It was a little under 2 minutes. It was like
That's
a minute
amazing.
40, I think.
That is amazing.
Of just going back and forth. And I mean, you know, some of them were like, you could totally tell. I was looking, were they just trying to hit it back and forth? And just like, hey, let's just do this.
Was it just a symphony of grunts?
It was, I mean, from one guy. I think that was from Karen.
Ah!
Yeah.
Ah!
Ugh!
Ah! Yeah! 70 shots of that. That'd be great. No, seriously, that's really... two tennis guys couldn't do that if they tried to do it on purpose.
Right.
Right? Like, somebody would slip up and hit it out of bounds. Like, if you and I played tennis...
Hit a shot long.
Yeah. Like, if you had two guys playing tennis and they said, look, we're going to try to get set... Like, you're going to hit it 70 or 70, but we can't do it like baby shots. We have to do real tennis shots.
Yeah, I mean,
we're going to try to do 70.
And that's what I was watching it for. I was watching, it's like, okay, are they just like rallying?
Right.
You know, just
right.
Like kind of practicing. And no, I mean, they would hit it. You know, they looked like they were hitting it back and forth to where they weren't moving at all, kind of setting something up. And then Karen would hit it down the line and, you know, Jason would have to run over and get it. And it was, you know, it was actual tennis going on.
Yeah.
The point was won because, okay, God, I feel weird calling him Karen, but, you know, it's just the way it's
Why
spelled. K-A-R-E-N. It's Karen. He hit into the net.
Yeah, see?
And it
exactly.
Hit like the top of the net, and it didn't bounce over. It just stayed put.
Did they laugh, smile? Did they point to each other, give each other a thumbs
really?
Up?
The crowd
no,
erupted.
I would have. Listen, I don't care who I'm playing. Even if I didn't like the guy across the net,
yeah.
I would look at him and go, dude, what did we just do there? Huh?
70 shots.
You love it? I love it? Yeah, let's play some more. That's great. Well, it's okay. When Novak Djokovic wins the title again.
Yeah, because there's no competition.
We'll look back fondly and go, remember the good
there
moments?
There was a 70 shot.
Yeah,
that was
exactly.
The highlight.
I hate talking about sports in that way, but yeah, that's basically what's going to happen in Melbourne.
Easy.
Yeah. All right, what's the bad of the day?
Bad of the day. I got a couple player feuds for you.
Yeah.
So John Wall went on a podcast the other day. And not only did he go scorch earth on the Rockets, but...
John Wall, who's out a couple of weeks with an ab injury?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was on a podcast. He went scorch earth on the Rockets because he said that team was openly tanking.
Yep, sure are.
You know, but my favorite was his whole purpose or his whole reasoning for not going to North Carolina was because of Tyler Hansborough.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Give me the details of that bad boy.
He wanted to go... to North Carolina. He said, I wanted to go to North Carolina. I went and went on a recruiting trip. Went to shake Tyler Hansborough's hand, but Tyler says, I don't shake recruits' hands.
Oh, my gosh.
And so he said, peace, I'm out. And that's why he didn't go to North Carolina. Tyler Hansborough, though, did respond.
Yes.
Via Twitter. Said, the story John Wall told on TP, I don't know, podcast, did not happen 100% false.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure the Bank of Calipari had nothing to do with him going to Kentucky.
That's a great response. Well done, Tyler. Well done. That is a great response. Good for him.
I love it.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. If I was a coach in the competitive world of basketball recruiting and I had a star player, even as a star player, I'd be like, dude, please, please don't shake their hands. Say not. I'm not asking to go to lunch with these kids. But don't look.
I'm not asking you to take him back to his dorm room.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not asking you to entertain the kid for 2 hours. But when he comes in, please shake his hand. Just be nice. We're trying to build something here. We need as many good players as we can. You know how this goes. Guys leave early. We did it with you. Yeah, exactly. Just return the favor. I'm not asking a lot here. Can you please just shake their hands and be nice? I'm not losing 5-star recruits because you're a jerk. it's too competitive.
And maybe the story is right, because that was a great comeback and kind of a mean-spirited, too.
Yeah, Bank of Calipari.
Bank of Calipari. The other feud is Aaron Rodgers recently said that he could win the MVP in the right situation.
Now stop with him.
So
Gronk started really annoy me.
So Gronk just took it upon himself to respond like, why is that a goal? Your goal should be to win Super Bowls.
Right, exactly. Unbelievable. Good for Gronk. What was that quote Tom Brady said? Do you think I do this for Pro Bowls?
Right.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's not the ring I'm after.
I can't walk for 2 days after football games. You think I do this for a medal? Like, I do this for the trophy, the Vince Lombardi trophy.
Yeah.
I don't do this for accolades. Goodness gracious. I'm getting tired of Aaron Rodgers. He's driving me nuts, and I like him as a player, but this wishy-washy,
it's kind of
somebody please give me love, what is he doing?
Is it hurting his legacy?
In a way it is, and I'll tell you why. Okay, first of all, we tend to narrow things down, right? We slim things down as history goes on and less people remember the nitty-gritty details, right? But the reality is the guy in the last part of his career is so needy for some level of attention that he's willing to sabotage some of the way his team does business.
Yeah.
Like, again, you're talking about the way they were like, Devontae Adams, might as well get something for him. I don't think Aaron's coming back. Oh, no, Aaron's coming back. Oh, okay. Now he doesn't want to go. Now he's talking about he could play for another team. Shut up and either play for the Packers. Tell the Packers you're either playing for them or don't. Like, seriously. Like they got a business to run.
Yeah.
Wait around for you and your decision.
I mean,
if
I'm the Packers, I'm almost at a point like, well, we'll make the decision for you.
Yeah.
Make it easy.
Don't get me wrong. I love him as a player. I'm not a hater on, but I hate actions. I can like you as a player, but not like how you handle the situation. I like him as a player. I don't like the way he handles his situation.
Listen, I mean, and I think it's like, maybe it's Green Bay. Because right. Brett Favre kind of tainted his legacy for a little bit.
He did it too, yeah.
With the, I'm going to retire. I'm going to come back. And then he would have this amazing season. I'm done. I'm going to retire.
Is playing for the Packers, especially at the quarterback position, just good enough to do it? And then you could live without it? Or is, what is it there? Like, I think
something
like
in the water.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
It's official, Tony.
Yeah.
Boston Dynamics equals Skynet.
Okay. Every time you do a Boston Dynamics story, I get more and more petrified. What do you know?
There's a new video. It is going viral, unfortunately, of a two-legged robot just doing things that a two-legged robot shouldn't do on its own. I mean, it was probably programmed to do this, but the fact is that this guy is on top of a scaffolding, sends like a little coded message saying, "Hey, buddy, can you hand me the toolbox or whatever?" And the robot goes into action, grabs the toolbox, jumps up on a few boxes, walks across. He puts a plank down to get across, to build himself a little tiny bridge to get to the other side, throws the toolbox up above his head so the guy can get whatever or whatever kind of box it was, then pushes the box down, jumps down onto that box, and then proceeds to do a corkscrew flip. I don't know what the hell to call it.
And land perfectly
on its feet. And then and then he does his own fist pump.
Okay, so here's what I'm wondering. Two things are happening. We're all going to die.
No.
Boston Dynamics went, look, we need funding. And the best way to get funding is if we hire the most trained acrobat we can, put him in a robot costume and have him do all this stuff.
It literally looks like a person.
Right.
Doing this.
And then we'll act like that's the robot. And if you wouldn't mind investing in our company, we'd really appreciate it. But we want to get to this level, or they actually did it and we're all
going
to
die. I mean, watching this video, the only thought going through my mind is that, you know what? The countdown in human existence started right there.
Exactly.
That's done.
Tick, tick, tick.
Yeah, we're done. I mean, I know they're coming out with the doomsday clock thing soon, and you know, nuclear war is going to take us all out. But I was like, no, it's going to be these guys. They're going to just take over.
I had a fascination with some YouTube videos of AI talking about humanity, and then I had to stop. Let me just put it that way.
Yeah.
I had to cut it out.
And that's another thing. You get those guys up, I think it was up in Minnesota, where they were writing, they said AI just started to write itself.
Yeah.
Started writing its own poem or something like that, and was talking about, like, no, don't worry, we don't want to hurt you. If you mix that guy up with what Boston Dynamics created, you have Terminator.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And they will never, yikes.
That's the Boston same company, Dynamics. By the way, if you say, I've heard that name before. That's the one that made that four-legged dog thing.
That's right. Stop. Slow down a little bit.
I already gave the robots
pets. Slow down. It's Throwback Thursday. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.